Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and something in consciousness, explorations in consciousness. My brain just went blank.
Well, tonight is really exploration.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just had a little thing here where the team is acting up, and they just blasted the television out of nowhere just to let me know I had a full house, so I'm a little disoriented. It was my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Good evening, everybody. And all the team as well.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, we're both having weather phenomena over our house right now because this is, the theme of the show may have sounded boring, but trust us, folks, you won't be bored a bit.
I'm not bored.
Sorry?
I'm not bored.
Oh, good. All right. Tonight's show. Why did Fire the Grid bring up fear and controversy for many people? And tonight we're going to discuss the controversy that accompanied this incredible effort on the part of humanity to join together to make a difference for the planet, which included warnings of invitations to negative ETs and opening ourselves to negative vibrations. We're making a choice. Do you choose fear or stepping into your power to make a difference? Is this reminiscent of Atlantis? And the answer to this one, folks, is yes, in a big way. Now, before we get into tonight's subject, and I can hardly wait, I'm chomping at the bit, I wanted to share just some of the emails, which I love to do, because we love you all so much, don't we, Ronnie?
Yes, we do.
And we love to hear your feedback. This is from my darling friend who doesn't spell. She's from another country. But this was an interesting comment. It's a little off subject, but it had pertained to one of our old shows. Just wanted to let you know that when I went in tonight into my consciousness to go to the library to see the trust issue, well, I don't know how and why it happened, but my mind went into a strange room where I saw a woman on a table and beings looked like they were small, and she was giving birth, and they all looked at me, including the woman, who looked a little scared, but in pain. And, boy, I closed that door fast and just said to myself, gross. How strange. But then I got into my area and, did what she needed to do. But she still is a little taken back by what she saw. Now, she was in the subconscious, and we're always fascinated by some of the things that reside there, including all of our other experiences. Another one, listen to your program last night. You gave me a challenge of resonating love at the workplace. I can do that, but I find with one person in particular, I want to run every time I see her. Her energy is so erratic and disrespectful to others' boundaries. I find myself feeling trapped when around her, and I'm wondering if her personality isn't a lot like my domineering stepmother and how she treated me. So I'm thinking that it's time for taking back the power from the stepmother session. And she is scheduled. Another one, you mentioned in your program last night how when you're ready for the next step, different things will be shown to you, and I think this is it. Thank you, Jackie and Ronnie and the team, for another wonderful radio show. Thank you for all the love and support. As I was lying awake in bed trying to fall asleep instead of worrying, I remembered that I need to surrender and trust that I will be okay. Safety and feeling supported and powerful enough to create positive changes in my reality illusion is a real big issue for me. I know it's lineage issues of Asian women feeling worthless, powerless, struggling in fear, and living in survival mode imprints from my mother. It helps me have perspective knowing that as I heal and lift out of this limitation, that I'm making a difference. I just feel so alone at times, even though I've begun to converse with my guides and team. I want to feel their presence even more in every moment of every day. I wish to open completely to receive their inspiration and guidance and have the confidence to take action. I'm so grateful for the work that you and the team are doing. It helps me move forward. I must trust that there is a bright light at the end of the tunnel, and that we are all there celebrating. Yes. That one touches my heart.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Kudos to all of you as you move through your journeys. I know it's not easy, everybody, but, we are making a difference. We are, all of us, in this together. And everybody's
there's an essential aloneness, isn't there? There's an essential self-centering that does keep us pretty alone at times.
Yes, it does. And, you know, we have the option to tap in, you know, since we're talking about group energy tonight, into this group that is supporting this movement. And I find it all beautiful and positive. I don't get any negative. So thank you for your show last night. Joanne and I were spellbound. Another one, I had an interesting event after our last session, taking back energies from my mother and vice versa. My wife was going down to California for her birthday, and out of the blue, my parents offered to pay for me to fly down for the weekend. I had other things going on, so I couldn't go, but they offered to pay for the plane trip for my wife and I when we go down for the presentation on ET contact at San Jose State University in September. That really helped financially. Anyway, it seemed like more than a coincidence that they would make the offer just 4 days after our session when they've known about the trips for months. So that's my validation. I know we're not supposed to seek outside validation, but it does help to have some from time to time. Otherwise, they feel like I may be just drifting with the currents without discrimination. And yes, this with the power retrieval people, we're getting such amazing feedback, and it's just showing up all over the place. Ronnie, I know it is for you as well.
It sure is. It's amazing.
You know, this is big work, and you know, I think after tonight's show, you're all going to realize, for as much time as we've spent working in the shadow, how far you've all come. And I had a great healer I was talking to the other night, and talked about the fact that we were doing these shows on the shadow. He said, "You'll be there forever." And I said, I said, "It's beginning to look that way." It seems to be the thing that has held us locked in place forever. Again, much gratitude to you and the team for our power retrieval session yesterday. I felt energy, heat, and heat in my hypothalamus area for 30 minutes or so afterwards. Today I feel lighter overall, but I have a wicked headache in my crown area, which hasn't been relieved with aspirin. I know it will subside and that it's all part of my clearing process. Another one, thank you and Ronnie for last week's show. I remember hearing you say humans experience tremendous soul growth on planet Earth. And I'm wondering, would we need soul growth if we had never come to planet Earth in the first place?
Did I turn my ticket back in?
Really?
I think we did. I think we've had soul growth all over the place. It's just a different style and a huge intensity.
You're absolutely right, Ronnie. And the opportunity for soul growth tends to be greater here because the obstacles and limitations are greater.
Because the shadow's heavily, densely packed.
Yes, it is. So we're operating under very restrictive rules, which gives us an opportunity for even greater soul growth. And for people, you know, to realize, all of us, that from the other side of the veil, looking into the opportunity to come to Earth for accelerated soul growth, you know, we're all courageous beings. We wouldn't blink twice about coming. Well, you know, there may be some that have come reluctantly, but, you know, we all have guidance about where we go, and certainly, you know, when a planet is in need, and, you know, I say this all the time, the majority of you listening here tonight have done this on thousands of planets. I know I have, not only in this universe, but in other universes, and that's helped take planets through their incarnational cycles, however that looks, through their process.
Through the recycle group.
Yeah, well, inter-universal green berets. So, you know, I called myself, you know, that forever because it's just, it's a very deep memory for me. So, and there are rewards. I mean, you will carry colors and tones that will be with you forever. Forever. And you will always be one who was on Earth at this timing, even if you were born in here only for a day. Energetically, you were here. Some will have better stories than others. let's see. I guess what I was wondering is if we have soul lessons and we assume and take on issues and attitudes and beliefs from our parents at birth, were we completely aware of all of this when we decided to revisit this planet? Ronnie?
Well, I have to question this. First of all, do we take them from our parents at birth, or do we already have some of them? And I don't think we were really aware of it. Do you?
Okay. Well, and I guess I will have to take the other side of that. The complexities, because of the limited capacity of our human mind, the complexities of life on Earth from a perspective of being on the other side of the veil are not nearly as complex. Their capacity, our capacity to understand those complexities is much easier.
Or it's also another thing is, what does it feel like to be in the middle of this petri dish? Well, it probably doesn't feel like that from the other side when you're looking at it all, does it?
Well, think of it as being, you know, and I don't like to use war because I really don't appreciate war, but, you know, let's say, you know, you're on special assignment and you're going to go into a war zone, and you know you're going to have specific limitations and you know what you're going to deal with, but you're willing to do it anyway. And recognizing that, you know, it may not be the easiest thing you ever do, but that the potential for greatness is there. I'm not talking about ego greatness. I'm talking about the greatness of seeing a planet evolve. And we're talking about a planet that's having an impact on many other planets and consciousnesses, not just Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that everybody listening here tonight, not only did we take on, you know, specific issues with parents and imprints, but we also took on imprints of other lifetimes, and I've talked about this before, which in many cases are archetypal, setting up energy so that we could work with them at a very large scale in this lifetime. So this lifetime has felt like it's been really jam-packed for everybody listening, and it has. Don't underestimate what you took on. There are no wimps listening tonight. I can guarantee you that. She goes on. I love her emails. Are we living at catch 22 and every incarnation piles on more garbage to all the old stuff so that with every life experience there's no way a regular human being could clear it all?
We'll read the next line. That's wonderful.
Perhaps this part of a conspiracy by all the psychiatrists and psychologists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, and the reason that you're all here this time is because in looking in, you saw beings who were stuck, who got caught. It was never intended to be this difficult on Earth. I want to reiterate that. It was never intended for it to be this difficult on Earth. And the reason that everybody's here is not only to help the Earth ascend, but also to make that quantum shift. And as you look around at the people, bless their hearts, who are not awake, who aren't going to wake up this lifetime, not in the way that you are all awake. You're there doing it, and I don't want to create martyr here, but I want you to understand what you were willing to take on. You were willing to take on far more. I mean, you're not having a rough life this lifetime because you were a bad person. Please get clear with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
It's a tool of innovation.
Well, you know, I always say, you know, my favorite story is that I was running around with a shopping cart. And, you know, I get overzealous. I know in between lifetimes I'm no different. Going, I'll take one of those, two of those, three of those, five of those. I missed the legs one. And was excited to come in. But, you know, this is such a small part of the totality of who we are, which is always difficult. Our ego, you know, blanches when I say that. Okay, our ego says, oh, yeah, you know. But in reality, it's true. So we were more than willing.
Do you mean by that that we have so many other dimensions that this is only a little part of it?
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. And remember, there's really only one now moment, so we're having every experience right now. But our human mind cannot wrap itself around that concept. It just can't. It can conceptualize it, but it can't embrace it. It can't integrate it. It's not capable. We're only using that little portion of our brain. The rest is all happening in the other parts. And especially with the, I love this, with the unfair automatic amnesia rule. I say, find a new coach for our team. At best, how about a pitching change? I think in the higher realms, it should be an automatic three strikes, you're out, or whatever a suitable number of incarnations it might be. It is a game, after all. Change the rules.
That's brilliant.
She should be writing.
She should, yeah.
I feel I have so much stuff that the more I incarnate, the deeper the quicksand. What are the game rules on the other planets? Just wondering. Well, they're not nearly this tough, honey.
You promise.
Yes. Oh, God, what a breath of fresh air. So let's go on to fire the grid, because this is and has been the most extraordinary experience. And, you know, Ronnie, and I'm sure many of you listening tonight were there for the harmonic convergence in 87 and, you know, for the harmonic concordance. This really was it. So I'm just going to read a couple of things that came to me. I thought this was interesting. The group I met with yesterday for Fire the Grid leaned towards a narrower scope as they seemed to discuss everything in terms of angels. I was emailing one of these people when I brought up the discussions about Shelley Yates had with Dr. Stephen Greer of Sassetti. The emailing stopped. I thought this was interesting. What I also found interesting was when I mentioned Shelley, no one seemed to know who I was talking about. So I had to reconfirm that they were actually there for Fire the Grid, which they all acknowledged. Now, this is someone on a beach, just happened to hook up with these people. And I said, you folks know about Fire the Grid, but don't know who Shelley is. I started to explain, and one of them finally said, oh, you're talking about that lady that started this. So this told me that the Fire the Grid grew way beyond one personality. I think this is very interesting, because it did.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other emails that I got, and these were all very, very interesting. Some people talked about feeling a crown of energy around their heads. And then others talked about seeing the energies as they infused onto the planet and blanket the earth, that they actually came in a more intense infusion into the Middle East, which I also found interesting. Now, for me, and then, Ronnie, I'm going to want you to share your own experience. I tend to be wired all the time anyway, but when I went to bed, it was about 10:30 on Monday night, and the energies were so intense. Normally, by the time I go to bed, that's it, I'm done. I could not go to sleep, and every time I closed my eyes, there was a light show that was just unbelievable. I was in a semi-lucid state all night long because the energies were so intense. And this is not just what people or humans were doing. These are the energies that were being infused onto the planet. That's what I was experiencing. I don't normally get it from other people, but I definitely did it from off-planet. And it was absolutely extraordinary. And, you know, we know also, and, you know, Ronnie, I know you got a higher number from your guides. You know, I said the other day it was over 10 million people participating in this, and I think your guides came up with a different number.
Yeah, I heard this from someone else, that there were 5 million alone from one organization, and it was looking like more like 15 or so.
Beautiful, mm-hmm. Which is estimating at this point even greater than the harmonic convergence.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ronnie, what was your experience, honey?
Well, actually, the days before, most particularly the day before, I felt so happy. And like you, I'm very responsive at times to the universal energy. So I was kind of thinking that was amping up, and I was just sort of brilliantly happy, you know, that feeling inside that you get?
Yes.
But in the evening, I got quite calm, and I slept quite well till morning, till the 3:30, you know, early in the morning. And then when we started doing our meditation and so on, and I was doing some channeling, it got really heavy for me. And that was just for a short period of time. But I'm an empath who isn't always really great at, I'm pretty good at changing that, but sometimes it's really intense for me. And so I really worked. I did my normal work and did not want to have 10 million people running through my body and all of their stuff, you know. But I don't hear a lot of people talking about how it could get heavy at the beginning. But it did, and then it got so light, we were all really just flying high by about 5:30. It was wonderful. There was a lot of really bright light energy all around that time. Through most of the meditation, actually.
Beautiful. Well, and Ronnie, you were doing something different also. You were working with grids or with geometrics. What were you doing?
I always use the structure. We always do a structure at the beginning of my channeling, and it's a structure that the guides have designed, a vibrational arrangement. And it includes a double tetrahedron and these various forms.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that, and that really is a very strong, and according to some of these emails, we should think about protection. It's a very strong energy clearing and protective device. And so we were all doing our structures, and then I just channeled a lot for about an hour and a half, and it was very, very powerful, I felt. So
beautiful.
It was wonderful.
unfortunately, or fortunately, I mean, this is, you know, we're in a planet of duality and polarity. Several days before the 17th, one of my darling clients sent me a whole series of emails. They were all running together, and assumably somebody had cut and pasted them, or they had all joined together. And, you know, just as a query, you know, what do you think? I knew this person was not afraid, but it was, this email was loaded, and I mean loaded. And I looked at it in a very cursory way, and I thought, okay, here we go. Because whenever anything positive comes along, you're going to have the opposite polarity because we're on Earth.
Right.
Now, I don't know how many people received any of these or other emails about the negative side of Fire the Grid, but this, I was fascinated by this because I saw this coming out of the shadow. And it just, the timing of it was phenomenal. And, you know, my guys always make sure that I kind of have a finger on the pulse of what's going on out there and both sides of it, which is always interesting to me. So I'm only going to read some highlights out of this very long email because I think it's, and Ronnie, you know, please chime in because some of this stuff is just amazing to me. I'm not going to use names, everybody, and some of these people are very well known, by the way. And have websites and so on. I'm not going to use names because I saw how many really positive people that I know that have major websites that, you know, reach people all over the world were so supportive of this activity. And just to give you some background here as far as Shelley Yates is concerned, and this has been my experience. When something big like this happens, it's not unusual to pick an innocent, what I call an innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who is not in the metaphysical arena or genre, whose story, whose life experience, and especially for Shelley, where she questioned God. I mean, I'd refer to Neil Donald Walsh here, okay? You know, Neil Donald Walsh, you know, was angry at God And who would have ever thought, you know, if you've seen his life story, that this would be a man that would be channeling these incredible books.
And Daniel Brinkley was apparently really a jerk, he says himself. He was terrible.
Yes, he was a jerk.
I love the way he says that.
Well, yeah. I know Daniel. And so, yes, Daniel Brinkley is the one that was experienced electrocution, and he was a government operative, let's put it this way. And, you know, there's even, you know... I can't share everything he's told me personally, so I'll just say that he did some really bad things. And has certainly been a major figure in the metaphysical movement. But again, an innocent is, this is not unusual for an innocent to be the one. I always laughed, you know, that I ended up being a healer when I knew nothing about the human body. Zero. I knew where my organs were, you know, the ones that I needed for reproduction. That was pretty much it. But they didn't want me to learn. They didn't want me on the computer. They didn't want me learning. They wanted me innocent. That way I couldn't project. And I would say that this is very standard fare. Not for all experience, certainly, because I don't want to, you know, throw out the baby with the bathwater here. But... the other reason that I bring this up is that Shelley was telling her story all around, and it was Stephen Greer, who has the CSETI website, C-S-E-T-I, and also DisclosureProject.org, and I know Stephen as well. And Stephen does a tremendous amount of work with contact with extraterrestrial consciousness. He's a doctor. He's a medical doctor. He has risked his life. His assistant was killed. I don't want to go into too much information. Begins. The aliens take control.
Sounds like barnacles.
Right. Again, a projection of the shadow. She adds another message. Beware, the message is good and Shelley is true in her heart. But as with so many, she is under the influence of the dark ones. Do much as she says, but do it independently and do it wisely. Just as Christ was a wise and caring soul, so is she. But as he was coerced and had defined ways to spread his vision, but fit it within their controls. And this one just kind of threw me. So is she. Be careful. Absolutely separate yourself from the control force around and behind this message. They are an alien force that has done this for millennia. They are what I call the invaders. Their purpose and intent behind is to control, create fear and hate so they can feed themselves again.
Well, you know what's interesting about that? That feels like that's what this letter is doing.
Oh, that's exactly what it's doing. Good point, Ronnie.
But isn't that funny? It's just, yeah.
Well,
she's afraid.
When we perpetuate fear, our negative ego jumps all over it. And it comes up and out of the shadow, all the fear that we've never dealt with, all the judgments, all the... And again, I want to say this. When you have someone like Shelley, who comes along, and Neil Donald Walsh went through this when he wrote his first book. Who is he? Look at his life. Why should we believe you? In other words, you just came along. You know, we've all been working here 10, 20, 30, 40 years.
Right.
And, you know, I find this very sad because this is, we're going to see more and more of this. Because we're going to see young people start coming to the fore like Adam. Interestingly enough, Adam didn't get beat up. But Adam's a healer. And although Adam has certainly shown people how to tap into and use the energies, but people weren't afraid of him. But whenever it comes time to join people together, now, Ronnie, you and I both know this one. For everybody listening, I'm very much aware that I, in terms of doing group endeavors, I am very careful and selective. I work with all of you as a group, and I know that the energies are set up. I know that all of you that are listening have been called here to listen. So I never worry about getting, you know, energetically beat up doing this, ever. Now, I participated in something on a SCIO machine, SCIO, which is the higher version or the newer version of the, what was the old one, Ronnie? The QXCI. And so I was plugged in with, I don't remember how many people, maybe 50. And I did get whacked. You know, I will be the first to say this. It was something I should not have done because I'm basically an antenna. You are too, Ronnie. We're not, that's not a good place for us to be.
No, and I'm accustomed to getting whacked, but I move it pretty fast these days, but I wouldn't go on a machine like that. Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening. So I would agree with you. And, you know, whenever you come together with a group of people, and this goes back to one of the earlier emails, where this man ran into a group who was at the beach, you know, firing the grid, and they were all talking about angels, and it doesn't make them bad or wrong, and that's wonderful. And as long as they're there, who cares? You know, they're sending their love and their light to whatever degree is comfortable for them. It doesn't matter what they do or don't know, as long as they're there with their heart, an open heart. But it really wasn't necessary for us to hook into every human. Our job was to hook into the earth. let's see. Okay. Here's another one. I went to the first page of this website. It did not like the feeling. It feels like cult control energy to me. Now, okay, my concern is that if a person gives blanket permission to an outside entity, either a person or an event, that gives permission and an avenue for the dark to slip in on the energy and ease our energy against us. Sitting with rapt openness to all that is does, by the way, include the dark. Is that what you want?
I don't think we did that, did we? Rapt openness was unwrapped openness. I think that most of the people I know were working with meditation and different qualifying focus, as far as I know.
Well, we live on a planet of duality.
Right.
And the whole purpose of working with the shadow is for us to be able to deal with the dark and be comfortable enough with it that it doesn't undo us. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
You're never going to be able to hide from the dark. It exists. How you deal with it, and when you've cleared your own dark, it will no longer be a threat. It will no longer be anything to fear, and you won't need to project it outside of yourself and conjure up, which is the best word I can come up with at this moment, that there are going to be negative forces jumping in, trying to take advantage. You know, when we did the harmonic convergence, nobody was worried about negative forces, were they, Ronnie?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, everybody was there with an open heart, and everybody showed up knowing that it was a significant time, that it was a pivotal time on our planet. And in retrospect, as we look back 20 years later now, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 20 years later.
Exactly.
We know how important that event was. Now, the Internet was not as pervasive then. There wasn't a venue for people to espouse their negative egos and their own fears. And again, I'm not dissing any of these people. Please understand, everyone, this is not me putting them down. I want you all to realize that the work that we've done in the shadow has been so significant that there was a time, perhaps, that you could have read these things and gone, well, I'm leaving that alone. Mm-hmm. But today, you have more discernment and more power. And so today, you can look at whatever you need to do and know that you have access, that you can create a safe place for yourself to participate at your level. Where I made my mistake going into some machine, it was an offhanded thing. The woman that operates the machine, I totally trust, very high-level being. I knew, I just figured she was doing it and I will never do that again, okay? I was busy and not thinking. Shame on me.
Well, you were handing it over, right? And essentially a lot of this
is about... Yes, and I know better than that. I absolutely know
better. But wait a minute. Isn't there that whole thing, Jackie, of the... We've all got this infinite supply of the shadow, right? And that filters a lot of stuff. And handing anything over in terms of a power is really going to let us be vulnerable to various forms of the shadow as it comes up.
Well, or other people.
Yeah. Do some pretty fierce energy shifting exercises first or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's about not giving your... So I made a huge mistake. I gave my power away. I learned a great lesson. That's a luxury I don't have. But, leave it to me to be the guinea pig.
The example.
What?
Just be the example.
Yeah, or whatever. Okay, let's see. This is from someone who I have great respect for, and especially for their music. And I was, I work with facilitators and remote viewers, none of which have ever joined a group meditation, probably because they can see the indiscriminate energies and chose not to be joined to that kind of energy. As one of my facilitators mentioned, sometimes the light that is created can be used by the dark against us, creating the opposite effect intended. Here we go again. We are powerful enough to direct our energies consciously. Always. It's a misnomer to believe that you've got a whole group of ETs sitting out there in the sky just waiting to pounce on Earth.
But you know what? There might be some that are, and there are many, I don't know, there's how many people are ready to pounce on whatever and how many aren't,
There are some renegade factions. They're limited at best, and they can only feed on negative energy and fear.
Like whining and complaining?
Well, no, not that, but fear. And, Bashar, and I probably, by the time this lifetime is over, will have quoted this thousands of times. As Bashar has always said, if you don't go there with fear, they cannot see you. Your resonance is invisible. Period. If they are attaching to people, they're attaching to people, I always have to be careful what I say on the air, who are abusing and misusing our planet and feeding off of that. Okay? Does that make sense to you, Ron?
It does, yeah. Thinking about it. You know I am.
I'm sorry?
I'm in here thinking about it.
Right. Well, I'm going to go back to Dolores Cannon for the thousands and thousands of sessions that she's done. She's never encountered a negative ET.
Mm.
And this is taking people into some banalistic state. Even if they thought they had negative experiences when hypnotized, they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
When they're in that deep, deep state. Here's another one. It seems that there is a controversy about firing the grid thingy. The reverse speech website has an article that did speech reversals on Shelley Yates and says that What is being planned by the reptilians who are controlling Shelley is to recreate the net around the earth to keep the higher beings from being able to come in and help us. Personally, I was not impressed when I saw the videos, but all who wrote to me seemed enthused. Another fellow, this was very interesting. Oddly enough, the light workers are the easiest folks to dupe. While he was right, I see. There are a lot of well-meaning people who want so badly to be involved and claim credit for helping humanity or the planet that they can be suckered by so many ploys whose true design is to relieve the dupes of some of their money or to involve them in schemes that do nothing except raise the power, esteem, popularity of some individual whose power designs are to become a leader, guru, which eventually leads them to gaining money. These are usually easy for me to spot. Just follow the money trail or the power focus. While he was doing this, short stuff just popped in, somebody he channels, while I was typing this paragraph and said, hey, if they're talking about the planetary power grid, the one Mother Nature runs, not humans, then leave it the hell alone. Certain power influences want it controlled and are duping the idiots into helping them to do that. You guys all screwed up 12,000 years ago in another dimension and caused a global catastrophe by energizing the grid with all that Atlantean crystal BS. Such a highly evolved being. And that thing that you did at Shasta back in the 90s was also a huge mistake, but the mother repaired that because you New Age wackos weren't as all-powerful as you thought you were.
Sounds like a really erudite form of a resource for us to learn from.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. another one. At risk of sounding like Andy Rooney, personally, I think there's way too much glamour attached to this manufactured event. Pluto's been conjunct the Galactic Center for quite a while and will be there for some time to come. To say such and such a day is a cosmic event, blah, 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 is to be myopic in terms of evolutionary time. Astrologers have said this is a momentous, unprecedented timing. Pluto will be exactly aligned with the center of our galaxy, something that only happens every 248 years. To me, this is complete windbaggery and a lot of hype. Truly, linkage is good, but I still remember when we all believed that if we just meditated the right way, the Pentagon would levitate and Vietnam would end.
Well, I still believe all that. I do. I thought the very worst thing that would happen is you get millions of people focusing on higher consciousness and the earth and, you know, the greater. It can't hurt. I'm sorry, but it just can't.
Well,
It can even entice the better aliens, heavens.
I can, all right. hold on. All right. This is, here's another one. Don't fire the grid, it's our prison. I've received a number of emails about the group project. I've never heard about the grid in 5 years of reverse speaking research, but I've heard over and over about the net. This electromagnetic field is our prison. It surrounds the earth, is invisible to our five senses, but holds in astral bodies as a trap for humanity. She's gathering a great number of people to meditate to fire the grid, which she has been told is our connection to higher consciousness. What she says in reverse is very different. You know, it just goes on and on, Ronnie. So, you know, again, where did all the negativity come from? The shadow.
Right.
And, you know, this is why I don't have a blog. Because in the blogs that I monitor, I watch where people go into this negative stuff, and they find a venue, a place where people are going to read it, and they can't type it fast enough. So I want to talk here about what I've seen since Fire the Grid, because I think it's so powerful. And that's, you know, and as I prepared this for tonight, they were coming through like crazy. The bottom line is that this worked brilliantly. If you're feeling crappy, start working with your chakras or call and make an appointment and we'll do your chakras. We are now carrying a much higher resonance because the earth is carrying a higher resonance. Now, what's been fascinating is that with people that are doing the chakra activation technique, with the sessions I've done since Tuesday, we started ramping up people's chakras. And in order for them to be more in resonance with the earth now, the earth's resonance jumped so much that our chakras have been out of balance. So if anybody's feeling a little off right now, that's why. And, you know, during the technique, we go into the chakra under the feet and we send crystalline roots thousands of miles into the earth. And so that we can anchor the light that we're receiving into the earth and also ground ourselves. It goes two ways. And then we fire the grid, which we've been doing for, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years, and send our energy into the crystalline grid, okay, through the breath, and fire the grid and travel it all over the earth. And the first time I did that, which was Tuesday morning after the firing the grid was absolutely amazing. It was huge. It was vibrating. It was immense. I don't know what other words to give it. It was truly breathtaking. Then we go also down into the heart of Earth after we go out to the returning to source or the central sun or the galactic center, whatever names you want to use, to being part of our origin, where everyone, you know, the ultimate place, back to a sense of total oneness. We take that love down into the heart of Earth and enter either a giant crystal or a crystalline temple. And this is where all of the beings who agreed to become Earth reside, if you will. And they're like orbs of light. And the first time I went in there, I absolutely was moved. They were vibrating and bright and happy, and they experienced what was done. I mean, you couldn't, and anyone that we've done the, you know, up the chakras, you know, recalibrated them and take them through the whole experience, they see the same thing. And it was brilliant. It was absolutely, and I have to do things by experience. So for me, this is not me just pontificating. I actually could see it, and so can everyone else I've worked with. And, you know, I would recommend for everybody daily, go into that chakra. It's anywhere from 4 to 40 feet below your feet. It's kind of a burgundy wine-colored, very rich, earthy-smelling. Send crystalline roots from you down into the earth, thousands of miles, and then fire the grid. Send your energy out from you into the grid and just see it right there at your level, wherever you are in that chakra. And fire your energy into the grid and travel the grid, touching everything, sending love out over everything. That's something you can do every single day. Every single day. And I highly recommend it. The earth loves it. You know, go into the heart of earth. Visit there. I mean, it is a beautiful, amazing place. You can hear, it's like music. You can actually hear earth. And when you enter it, you'll know you're there because the beings, literally these orbs come in and just gather around you. And there's, the number is beyond a count. But you sense that they are the ones that agreed to become Earth. And they're waiting for people to know that they're there, to participate with them. And I've done this for many, many, many years. They call me. They are old friends. You know, I always think back to the movie Cocoon, coming back to get your friends. That's how it always feels for me.
Mm.
So why is all this like Atlantis? And, you know, this is very simple. We had a choice in Atlantis. And our choice was to buy into fear or to hold the highest vision that we could. Atlantis went on, everyone. And Ronnie, you were there for the intensive that we did.
Yes, that was wonderful.
And
do another one.
What?
Do another one.
Yes, I know. That's coming. And they afforded the opportunity for everyone to go to the Atlantis that went on. And, you know, I think it healed a lot of people because everyone carries sorrow from Atlantis. Our goal is to stay out of fear. And it's a moment-by-moment choice. We're here to hold the highest vision that there is for this planet. And we're here to be an inspiration, every one of us. And, you know, are we fearless? Yes. Do we need to use discernment? Yes. But we also need to trust that we've all come far enough to be able to hold the resonance, to do what needs to be done. Not to our own demise. We don't want to be martyrs. That's not the goal. I've done that already. It doesn't smell fun. Trust me. And, you know, I think the other thing I want to say here, I really would, whatever people believe is what they're going to experience. If they believe that this was a fearful experience, it would have been fearful for them. They would have had a negative experience. We're going to see more and more that everyone has their version of the truth because we are all our own universe. We can't get away from that. What you declare for yourself is what you're going to experience. It's really that simple. And especially now, where thought and manifestation, the time lag has shortened up so greatly. we're all going to be sorry about this one if we're not more conscious. And this was a very big example of that. From my perspective, this was an incredible opportunity when you think, Ronnie will use the 10 to 15 million people,
mm-hmm.
Which I don't believe that the harmonic convergence had that many by a long shot.
Mm. Well, we have the internet now. It went around the world. My guide said there were an awful lot in China.
Oh, that does not surprise me at all. And, not at all, because they are very progressive thinkers, and they're so hungry, and they're wonderful people. But remember, and I'm not going to put down, I'm not going to judge anybody for what they think or believe, and I'm not judging any of these people. To do that lowers my resonance, and that's not the goal right now. The goal is to allow everyone to be where they are, to bless them, to bless their lives, and to allow them to do whatever they need to do without judgment. That's a tough call, but it's true. You know, tonight I was kind of hard on some of them. I certainly didn't use names. And again, I'm not, you know, dissing them. I'm not putting them down. I am a little shocked sometimes at the things that people can conjure up.
Well, our belief structures are so, it's kind of eerie when you think everything is a choice and our brain is sort of functioning, making these choices, and you have to stay right on top of it, don't you?
All the time.
Yeah, that's very challenging. Wonderful.
It is challenging, and we're rounding up the hour now. Ronnie, mm-hmm. please give everyone your website, darling.
Yeah, Veronica, www.veronicaentwistle.com. That's entwistle.com.
And by the way, you don't www anymore, honey. You can just type in the name.
Yeah. And your radio show? Radiance by Design, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. West Coast time. And I'm not sure what we're going to talk about this week. We had a great show last week, and it's often a call-in show. I'd like to hear from you, and we have great discussions.
And Ronnie and her guides are phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
Thank you.
And as I choke...
Choke on those words, Jackie.
Right, and of course, our website, ethealing.com. We hope to have you back next Thursday. We love you all. Please send your emails. We love them. They inspire us, and they entertain us, and they also make us think, and we appreciate and love all of you and the commitment that you've all made to the work that you're doing. And I hope that all of you, you know, spend some time with yourselves, thanking yourself for participating in what you did for Fire the Grid. Continue to do it. And also appreciate how far you've come in terms of working with the shadow and healing so much of that. It's given you more courage, certainly more presence, and more influence. And as I always say, a part of every one of you is in me, and a part of me is in every one of you. It can be no other way. We really are all one, everyone. We came here for the same purpose. We love you all. Ronnie, I love you. You're the best.
Thank you, Jack.
My great friend and phenomenal host. And good night, everyone. We'll see you back here next Thursday.
Good night. Many blessings.
Good night, everyone. Appreciate how far you've come in terms of working with the shadow and healing so much of that. It's given you more courage, certainly more presence, and more influence. And as I always say, a part of every one of you is in me, and a part of me is in every one of you. It can be no other way. We really are all one, everyone. We came here for the same purpose. We love you all. Ronnie, I love you. You're the best.
Thank you, Jack.
My great friend and phenomenal host. And good night, everyone. We'll see you back here next Thursday.
Good night. Many blessings.
Good night, everyone.